Thank you for joining us. It's the midweek edition of The Roundup, Hanko or Fact. Sponsored on WRCO-FM by Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Syme Funeral Home. It's The Roundup.
The Roundup.
With Phil and Hank. Is Hank full of Hanko? Let's find out now.
Move them on. It's time for The Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Good morning, young man.
How you doing?
Hello. You know what, Phil? Here's the I about missing a day.
Yes.
Yeah. You wouldn't be good if you're missing a day.
Missing a day?
If you say, "Hey, how you doing?" Oh, my day's bad. Well, my days are always good. I'm blessed to be up every morning.
Yeah.
Even though I may not feel all that well today, look well ever. But
well,
true.
Need a little castor oil or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perk you up a little bit.
But no. I'm blessed to be up. I'm blessed to be with you. So anyway, how are you?
Thank you. Yes, I'm doing fine.
Good.
Doing fine. Just kind of waiting on the weather. You know, it was nice to be out the last couple of days and walking around and sucking in some fresh air. But today, it'll be a little wet out there.
Yeah, softball starts Tuesday. Looks like I'm not going to get that one in either.
Nope. Oh. So. Yeah, somebody told me the other day, like, hey, we got a scrimmage on Saturday. I said, you might. You might, Rabbit. You might.
You might. You might.
You might. I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it. But anyway. They have so many fields around here to play on, though. They have
true.
So,
but it isn't going to be real nice. What is it? Saturday high of 38. 30% chance of rain. That's what I'm saying. You know, people always talk about football. I've been so much more cold in the spring than I ever was in the fall.
Yeah, because you're not prepared for it like you were.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not the case. It's a different kind. It's like a damp, and the wind always blows in the spring. Yeah. Always blows.
Besides the umpire.
Yeah, and then, well, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Cheating the kids.
Cheating the kids again. Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
Have you found any good recipes lately, Hank?
No. You know, I was thinking about frozen pizza, Phil.
Frozen pizza?
Yeah.
Oh, what do you like, the party pack?
Well, you know, you get the two-pack.
The two-pack?
Yeah, I cooked a couple last night.
Did you?
Yeah, just threw them right in the oven when I got home.
Now, do you doctor them up, Hank? Or
No, didn't even take the plastic off this
didn't
one.
You, right? Oh, yeah.
So anyway, I thought it'd burn right off. I didn't say you have to unwrap it.
No. That's,
You know what I mean?
Well, I do know what you mean, because I did something like that many years ago.
It wasn't recently.
Pizza. It wasn't pizza.
What was
it? But it was, June had some sort of a chicken dish or something, and she had plastic on it in the refrigerator.
Uh-huh.
You know, I didn't even think about it. She said, put it in the oven, or I did. So I put it in the oven, didn't take the
plastic. Oh, she's so proud of you. Right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you're used to covering stuff up in the microwave. I don't know. I just did what she said, and she came back in the house, and she said, what smells like burnt plastic? I don't know. So it melted on the chicken.
Melted right on.
But I called the poison control center, and they said it should have been fine.
Yeah, it should have been fine.
Nobody else had eaten it.
The petroleum in it. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about
what do you do, Hank?
Uh-oh.
I was just going to say you must be related to my dad, because he did the same thing one time when I was a kid.
Put something
my
in
mom,
the oven with
yeah, my mom
plastic.
Told him put the meatloaf in the oven, and he forgot to take the that she had made, and you know,
mm-hmm. There
it
you
was
go.
Wrapped, and he forgot to take the
what do you do?
Saran wrap off.
She didn't say that. She just said that. Put it in the oven. So you do it right.
As a man, you do anything they ask you.
Absolutely.
Don't do anything more, anything less.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, special guest star Joanne
yes,
Krulatz.
Thank you,
Joanne. Yeah,
nice
yeah.
Joanne. Anyway,
now get back to your office.
So. Frozen pizza, though. Good stuff, dude.
Yeah, but
so
no.
You don't throw a bunch of cheese and
I'd usually
mushrooms.
Do. Here's the thing. If I have a frozen pizza, it depends on what kind it is. It's usually pepperoni.
Oh.
But also, you can also buy the cheese pizza, and I usually doctor it myself.
Right.
I usually put little cubes of ham,
ooh.
Pepperoni,
uh-huh.
More cheese.
Oh.
And usually that way. It takes a little bit longer to cook, but it's so. And if you can get the shredded, and I know you don't like this, shredded jalapeno cheese, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Or pepper jack.
Right.
Pepper jack cheese. Absolutely amazing stuff.
Hmm.
So, and I don't eat the pepper jack. You know, I like warm stuff, but I don't eat it for the warm. I like the taste of it. I really do. So,
good.
So that's That's the cooking lesson.
That's
today.
Today's cookie lesson with Hank.
Yes,
nice job.
Yeah.
So, frozen pizza, one of his specialties.
Frozen pizza, yeah, yeah. Hey, I've cooked for you around here a couple
of
times.
You have. You're not bad. You're not bad. You ever put pizza on the grill?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, I have. Yeah. So over charcoal.
Uh-huh.
So I like the charcoal plate. Pizza butter.
Right.
So you got to be very, very careful how you do that.
Sure, sure. Same thing in the oven, you know. My kids would say, well, put it in there without the pizza pan. I don't like it without a pizza pan.
I don't
pan.
Either.
No, I don't like my crust crisp.
When I put it on charcoal, I put it on a pan.
Do you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Yep. So
again, cooking tips.
Cooking with Hank.
Man, it's very valuable.
Would you go cooking tips with Hank or cooking tips with Amber?
Amber does a lot better job at wow. Quail Run.
Wow.
Yeah, she's...
hurtful.
Well, just saying. What else is going on
today?
Well,
you know, the sound of... Here's some Hanker Facto, Phil. The sound of E.T. walking was made by someone squishing their hands in Jell-O.
Is that right?
I don't know. You've got to tell.
I'm going to say it's true.
It is true. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I got it.
Pelicans, truer Hanko, pelicans eat fish mainly. Other than that, they can also eat turtles, crustaceans, I said that word right, and tadpoles. Very hungry pelicans will even attack and eat seagulls.
I think that's Hanko.
Nope, that's true.
Is it really?
It is. It is
wow.
true.
Did not know that.
There are more head and spinal injuries from cheerleading than all other high school and college sports combined.
Oh, boy. I'm going to say that's not true.
It is true.
Is it really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not just a noggin to the head.
Well, so. I would imagine, especially as you get into pyramids and you get into...
Oh, I'm sure. Some of those ladies are, and guys, are just absolutely amazing to watch them do what they do.
Right.
But yeah, can you lift me?
Right.
Weight limit.
And they don't have a mat underneath them either.
Exactly.
When they land.
I know.
So.
To let the cat out of the bag comes from cats sold as pigs. Dishonest pig sellers would covertly replace the purchased pig with a cat in the bag. Is that true or Hanko?
That's got to be true.
No, it's a bunch it's a bunch of hogwash.
I'm swinging and missing here today.
The differences in size, weight, and behavior sound between house cats and pigs make it impossible.
Well,
impossible.
If they
a buyer could be deceived by swapping one for the other.
If they were young pigs, you know, like...
They could, but they still make different
small
sounds.
Small babies. Well, I suppose.
In Hollywood, California, it is illegal for residents to grow bamboo, a highly invasive plant, Philip.
Sounds good, doesn't it? I think that's true.
No, it's a bunch of
hate. Papers.
Will pandas protest, Philip?
I'm stinking it up here today.
The word swag is an acronym for souvenirs, wearables, and gifts.
I don't think so.
No, that's swagger. It's a bunch of Hanko. Swaggerific, but crap. The word swag is not an acronym, but get that one correct.
Swag. I love that, the term swag bag.
Yes, you know, swag bag.
You get a bunch of stuff at, you know, if you go to a career fair or something, you can pick up all these different things.
Or
you go to a concert, you can buy a bunch of
like a
hat and a guitar pick, and you know,
you have people bringing this to you.
I know. So, we've got some pretty cool stuff in here.
Giraffes have the same number of vertebrae or neck bones as humans.
You know what, I think that's true.
And just let's see here. Well, it is true, Philip. It's no tail. No tall tail. Humans and giraffes have the 7 individual neck bones. Human neck bones are 1/2 inch long, and the giraffe neck bones are 10 inches
long. I was going to say. A little bit different.
It's getting up there. Yeah. If I just had one of them little guys, I would have been.
You could be taller.
Be 6'9".
Uh-huh. Right.
That would be nice.
Well, your shoulders would be like, you know, 5'7", but
right,
your head would be up there.
Hey, how's the weather up there?
Slam dunk with your forehead.
What? Wow, you're a good man to me.
Uh-huh.
All right, here's the last one for you.
All right.
In 2025, this year, famed movie director Tim Burton is due to create his own characteristically dark, again, I got that word right, dark movie vision of the children's classic Peter Pan titled Shadow of the Pan.
Hmm. I'm going to say no.
Yeah, you're right, Phil. Did we hook you, though? Sorry, it's a fairy tale.
Oh, boy. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, yeah. I was about 50-50 or so today.
No, you wasn't bad. Not bad. Some of them were tough.
Yeah, they were.
So you think I do that purposely, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
It hurts my feelings.
You
so.
Do, yeah.
So
you don't have to work too hard to make me look foolish, so.
Oh, I don't.
There you go. Nope.
And neither do you. Together, two fools make what?
That's right.
What two fools.
I don't know.
I don't know
either. Make idle work?
Maybe. But well, anyway, I hope you have a good day.
And we'll let you get back.
Dodge the raindrops and the snowflakes.
Right, right. So, yeah. We haven't put the snow shovels away yet.
No, just put them away for the wind.
Yeah, they blow
Someone
across.
Someone set them in there on my chair. I don't know what that means.
Okay. Well, I don't
Was
know
that either. You?
Yeah, clean your desk.
Have a good day. Be kind.
Sounds good. That's Hank Bray.